Welcome to the show your parents, the PTA and the asleep don't want you to hear. The Helios blog. Today, Clueless Panel gets annihilated on the Whatever podcast. Some things never change.
The reason she's alone is because she's difficult.
Women are not accepting the bare minimum.
Women fuck men they respect.
All the women who say things like, I'm strong, independent, I don't need no man, like, y'all impress me.
Women just gaslight each other and say what they want to hear.
You know, any guys in the picture, any prospects, any dating
apps?
So,
I'm a stripper. Of course, my relationships are not going to last.
Well, you said disaster.
You were dating that guy before. How long were you and Brandon dating?
For a year, but he met me there.
He met you at the club? Yeah. And any... You said that relationship ended 3 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any, you know, rebound, anything?
Yeah, of course.
I'm seeing someone, and so on.
But more than a couple rebounds?
Talking to guys, yes, but it didn't last because I'm sure...
Quote, unquote, talking to... Guys, if you don't know what talking to means, it means bedroom fun.
Stripper, so...
It didn't last because you're a stripper?
Yeah, they... guys think that they can get in my pants because I'm a stripper, but
understatement of the year.
It would occur to me that somebody who's sexually open enough to be fully nude in front of men or groups of men, I mean, most guys are probably going to assume that you're not.
Yep. Most guys are going to make that assumption.
Exactly, waiting until marriage to have sex.
That's fine, but I'm not going to give my pussy up just like
Do you want to be in a relationship?
Only for money.
Relationship?
Not as of right now, no.
Eventually, do you want to be like married and in a long-term relationship?
I do, but later on in life.
Yeah, she wants to have a fun, and then when she's like 35, she's going to settle down. I've had my fun, now I'm ready to settle down. You have to deal with my baggage.
How long have you been dancing for?
About a year.
Mm-hmm.
Or more than a year.
What? How did you get into it?
I was kind of tired of the 9-to-5 job, so I wanted the fast money.
You can't make this crap up. At least she's honest.
Fast money after a while, so yeah.
They say that the you know, ladies of the night are honest, or more honest than average, as you can see. Yeah, all girls are gold diggers, just some hide the shovel better. Demonstration of that. Oh no, my bad. Let's go back to... Okay, let's just go here. Sorry.
You burned it because he was rude. What? How was he rude?
I clicked on something.
Well, he was just leading her on, in a sense.
What do you mean, leading her on?
Wait, what? Like, there was this thing where they were going to date, or expected to date, and then it just, like, didn't happen.
So that the side girl.
Wow, that's fucking sad.
Yeah, I think it does. I don't know.
So if a guy were to take you on a couple dates and then be like, hey, like, maybe leading you on, and then you're like, you know, he's not seeing it, and then you just burn his clothes.
If I have access to them.
What the? Oh, my Lord. Again, these are girls that have never been told no in their life. And they're just like, they have zero boundaries. They don't understand the concept even of boundaries, right? You can't do that, kiddo. Like, how can she with a straight face say something like that even?
Okay. I think that's a little unreasonable.
Disaster.
Just a little.
Well, I mean, the way that I would frame it is psychotic behavior, psychopathic, lunatic.
Yeah.
That's how I would frame it if you were, you know, to burn people's clothing because you were upset at them. But that's just me.
I mean, college is college.
I was about to say, I mean, what? Like, that's time consuming doing that to someone else. And like, so it's like, did you...
Have you heard of the concept of a hot crazy scale, guys? There it is. There it is. Disaster. How could you possibly not know that that's not okay? Like, again, you can't make this crap up, guys. Like, the just disingenuous, terrible behavior is crazy.
Video record it and then send it to him and was like, look what I did? Or was it on his, like, at his house? Like, where did this take place? How many clothes were there?
It was in my apartment and the fire alarm went off.
Okay. Yeah.
And so.
Are you crazy? Like, are you an idiot? She burned the clothes in her apartment? You could die doing that. Are you?
Then it was
you must have been raging, girl. You were like, I'm going to do this in my apartment complex.
Or just totally sober, let's burn his shirt. He was leading you on.
Yeah.
Okay. There was.
So what did you burn it in?
Disaster.
Oh, a lighter.
You took the lighter. And then where did you put the clothes?
So it just started like.
I love that they just want to know the gory details. Like, they don't care about this girl at all. They're like vultures.
Going up in flames.
So you just lit it.
Lit it on the floor? You lit it on the floor?
Yeah, just like.
Like, it was on your kitchen floor. Sweatshirt.
Yeah, it was like a cut off.
Not only is she an idiot, she's a stupid idiot. Crazy idiot.
You weren't over the bathtub lighting it on fire. Like, you were just straight up in your kitchen just like lighting it on fire.
My friend was just kind of chilling there. And this was like my idea. So
did you film it?
I tried to.
Pretty hilarious that she's just admitting to a crime, like on camera, like unabashedly, like admitting to a crime on camera. Okay, guys, let me just tell you right now, the two best predictors of two best predictors of divorce for men towards women, because usually women initiate 80% of divorces, right? But in the 20% of cases that men do. It's substance abuse and criminality. Second one, right here. Bam. You gotta hear these things on the first date, guys. You gotta listen for these red flags, because she'll tell them.
She'll reveal them. Like a little bit about it on film, and then it just started like going up in flames, and I like ran to the sink.
Can you send us the video? We can play it.
Faramir's note dead donated $100. Brian Goodshakul to see Andrew Morgan Lexi. Will we ever see in Rattlesnake plus Latina plus Vegas resident panel? Would be peak bands.
Who's the Latina? Which Latina?
Yeah. I'm a Latina. There's several here.
We know you're
I don't know which Latina you're referring to. Thank you for the TTS. Jake's dope. We'll always love to have him back on. I'm not sure who the Vegas resident is. Who's from Vegas? Oh, maybe you.
No, he said Lexi.
Yeah, he said
my name.
I'm assuming.
Yeah, Jake's great.
Yeah, he's
fantastic.
He's great. Thank you. Appreciate that. Were you guys having more back and forth about the clothes burning? Or I have questions.
I just want, like, what extent, like, what would you do? Like, your boyfriend now, you're an 8-month relationship. If y'all broke up, like, would you, like, it was toxic or something happened? Like, what extent would you do? Because I feel like this is a reoccurring thing.
I don't know. I feel like he's very genuine.
It was a crime of passion. And she'll never again do this, but she'll never again feel like she did for that guy. So she's an alpha widow. So no guy will ever make her happy.
I wouldn't do anything to harm him. Like, I wouldn't, like...
You physically. Harm like, physically. Him. Emotionally, yeah, I would.
But
she admitted it.
I feel like burning clothes is just like... It's like, it's a piece of clothing, you know? You can, like, always buy it again.
So what if a guy broke up with... Like, what if... You broke up with a guy and they had a piece of your clothes and burned it. Like, I feel like you would be like, they're toxic. That's horrible behavior. They're crazy.
I'd just be like, yo, that's kind of crazy. But I would like, I would just laugh at it.
What?
Like,
she's an idiot.
Yeah. I mean, if it.
Well, I know if a guy like burned my clothes, I would think that's pretty. Like, psycho.
Very sketchy.
I don't know. I think it's kind of funny. I would show my friend and be like, yo, look who just burned my shirt.
That's a new one.
Wait, what? You would think it was funny?
I would think it's funny. I mean, I don't know.
Did you bring a spare set of clothes?
Girl, you're crazy.
That Brian can take outside and set on fire? Or?
I understand. She just likes violent men. And she's repeating the behavior of violent men that she's attracted to. That's the impression I'm getting here. So she just Or maybe she gets turned on by violence. Something like that. It's got to be something like that.
What the heck, girl?
I'm sorry. That's a little wild. I mean,
super weird. Just going to let you know that's really weird.
Burning an article of clothing?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's really? Also a crime.
I mean, I've returned clothes from like previous exes of like, we've broken up, good or bad terms. Like, I'm not going to damage your property. Like, I will mail it back to you gladly.
Over a certain amount of damage, isn't that like a higher,
it's illegal.
Like,
yep.
Charge?
Wait, you're
gonna... Didn't I just say she just admitted straight up to a crime?
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Actually, Brandon would always like, he wouldn't burn my clothes. He wouldn't throw it in the trash. He would actually like bag it up and
return it.
Yeah, he would return it. So,
like, that's a respectful thing to do.
It might have been in like a trash bag, but like he returned it, you know. But he didn't.
Oh, because you had like clothes at his place, and when you guys broke up, he gave you back your stuff.
Yeah, the amount of times that he packed up my clothes from my closet in his apartment was like.
So he was like breaking up with you. Oh, it was on again, off again type shit?
Yeah, that.
Okay.
But he didn't burn it. He would...
No, he'd give you the... But, like, he would be the one breaking up with you.
No,
here's your shit. Goodbye.
It was back and forth, yes.
Okay. See, but I think that's a respectful thing to do. Like, even though your relationship was toxic and unconventional, at least you had the baseline respect of, hey, I'm going to return your things and not...
I would be like, can I please just, like, have my clothes back? Like, don't do anything to it or anything like that. And I appreciate that, at least. Okay. I didn't.
Some questions for you here.
Well, you mean this totally sane man bagged your clothes up and just gave them back to you? He didn't even burn them? He didn't destroy your stuff. That's great. I can't believe it. I've returned clothes.
Don't get me wrong. I've returned clothes before.
Here, let me ask some clarifying
questions. You're a disaster.
This wasn't somebody
Don't lie.
It was a friend's love interest.
Yes.
How old were you guys?
13.
This was...
You said college.
13. Give us indicators of psychopathy.
Yeah, this was a while ago. Maybe
you're 21, so what? A year ago, 2 years ago?
2 years ago, I'd say.
19. Okay, so
I'm telling you, it's indicators of psychopathy.
Let's get some details about, let's see if there's any sort of justification here. So you said he was leading her on.
Right.
Okay. So how many times did they go on dates? How many times did they meet up?
Pretty often, like I'd say a few times a week.
For how long?
For
friends with benefits.
For like over 3 months.
So they were dating.
What was the point? There must have been some occurrence or event that precipitated the clothes burning.
No.
You burning the clothes.
Crime of passion.
Yeah. Well,
was that what?
I guess like cheating in a sense.
He cheated.
Were they ever exclusive?
Yeah. So
this sounds like a parasocial relationship, you know? Like she's kind of dating her roommate, and when her roommate is treated bad, she lashes out at the guy out of jealousy or something. That's what it seems like to me. Like, it's really not normal behavior.
So you were technically the side chick. The side chick?
Wait.
No, I don't think she was involved.
Oh, no, I wasn't. It wasn't my relationship.
Okay, never mind.
So they were never officially exclusive?
Okay.
On, like, both ends. There's different answers. There's different answers to that.
I'm so confused.
There was different answers to that. So, like, according to one they work or another they were, it was different times, like, thrown up, but...
So she was seeing other dudes. He was seeing other girls.
No. She wasn't.
She wasn't.
She was seeing him, but he ended up seeing another girl. And so you guys were like, well, she was being led on by this guy, so let's burn a shirt.
Yes.
There's definitely two sides to the story.
For sure. The guy was 100% not even committed to this girl and just sleeping with her. And her friends got mad.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
He probably thought this was like a casual hookup. Did she ever bring up, are we in a relationship? Are you my boyfriend? Did she ever have that conversation with him?
No.
Yeah, I believe so.
And so
I believe
what did he say?
I believe it just like went in like circles, like never really like a definite answer.
So he was just wanting to hook up. Yeah. He was just wanting to see her.
But he never agreed. He never said, yes, you're my girlfriend, correct?
Indeed.
He said, nah, let's see how it goes type shit.
Yeah, I believe so.
You believe so?
Yeah.
So now, the way now do you see where there's an issue?
This is...
No, she never dated him.
I never dated him.
I know, but you burned his clothes, right?
Yeah, she said it would make her feel better.
That means she had feelings for him.
It would make her. So
you don't do crap like this unless you have some emotional investment. Maybe she slept with the roommate. That would be my guess. Okay. Again, you don't just do this kind of stuff.
Okay.
But then you said you would also possibly do that with a partner, maybe.
with a partner, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
I'm not as like that with myself as I am with like my friends.
Other people.
With my friends.
Well, the tire situation was that the same friend, different friend?
They're two different friends. Two different situations with two different friends.
Okay.
So she's just a ride or die bestie. Yeah. Wow. Is what I'm hearing.
That's not for me though. For me, I'm not.
Because the way you originally described it, you said, well, he kind of led her on a little bit, which makes me think they were never in a relationship.
Sounds like they were just hooking up.
Just like they were having sex and just for a long time.
But with my other friend, they were dating.
Grid One Motorsports donated $100. Less than smart blonde girl, realize this is me calling you a liar. You do not have to lie to be more interesting, and it is a sin.
Wait.
Gentlemen, this is why you cannot believe sheet women say.
I'm not lying, buddy. All right.
Okay.
I don't know. It does sound a little more fantastical as we go on here. Just saying.
I don't know the situation of like their relationship and like it's their relationship, so I don't want to like say.
I mean, I can also say this. There's a huge tendency oftentimes for I don't want to make this like totally a gendered thing, but I've definitely experienced that women more so than men have a tendency to minimize the things they've done wrong and emphasize the things that their partner's done wrong in order to garner favor from whoever they're telling their bullshit sob story.
Yeah, that's called, it's just reputation protection, right? Reputation guarding. Because women are very reputation focused, because if a woman got expelled from the tribe in the past, she'd just die, right?
Too.
That's true.
If I'm ever asking anybody for advice, I'm going to say, here's what I've done wrong. Here's what they did wrong.
Do that in general because they want to sound important and feel listened and heard to. So in any story, most of the time, women are exaggerating themselves.
Not all the time,
but sometimes.
There's honest people out there.
I'm not lying. I just don't want to tell the story wrong because it's not like my story to tell. So I don't. I'm not lying.
It was your clothes to burn, apparently.
I did burn the shirt.
It was your clothes to burn.
I did burn the shirt, but it's not my, well, the shirt part, yeah. But.
We need to get this guy on the pod. We need to get him on the podcast.
He needs to see what the story is here. His side of shirt was burned.
His story is, dude, I didn't even know I left that shirt at her place. I really didn't give a crap. That's his story.
I'm so sorry, but may I use a restroom?
Yeah, go for it.
Thank you.
You don't need to ask, by the way. You just feel free to. That's fine, though. And then you're single over here.
Yeah.
Single for 5 years. So any dating apps?
I'm on Bumble.
Oh, yeah.
Do you mind if I just ask her a question?
Oh, okay. Sure.
I just wanted to ask you, like...
Single for 5 years means hooking up with random dudes for 5 years.
Was it worth it? Like, doing those things?
Oh, burning the shirt?
Yeah.
No.
And, like, slashing the tires for your friends. Like, was it worth it?
For the shirt, I'd say the burning the shirt was kind of... It was, like, funny to us, in a sense. I don't know. It was funny. It made her feel better. And it was just like...
What if murdering him made her feel better?
And it was just funny to you.
Justification.
It was just like a nothing shirt. It was
robbing
like
his
a,
house.
It,
yeah, you destroyed his property. But if the guy did that to you, he's going to jail.
It was like a cutoff shirt.
What if it was going like, in the metal box? Let's say his dad was in the, he was in Bosnia's son. He was in the shit, and that was his dad's last shirt he wore before he got,
It wasn't.
That was his dad's shirt that he wore in the Bosnian War, son. How are you going to burn that
and
shit?
And you just straight up with that bitch on fire. I wouldn't burn that.
It was just like a nothing throwaway
priceless.
Shirt.
Priceless. Priceless.
How did you know? Nothing,
yeah. Sure.
Token of war.
Know? What if it was his favorite gym shirt?
But did you ask him? Were you like, hey, is this your favorite shirt before I burn it?
Perfect. These girls are funny. No, these girls are funny.
Wait, so what was his reaction?
He was like, yo, that's crazy.
By the way, this is how girls bully. That's how it looks like. What you're seeing here, it's like high school.
Yeah, very much so. Crazy.
Yeah, you're crazy.
But like in a funny way, like he didn't really care.
Here, I want to give you a scenario. Let's just flip the genders and a dude burned a girl wasn't ready to commit to this guy she'd been seeing for a while, but they were hooking up, but just she wasn't ready to commit, you know. And the guy then had him and his male friends conspired to go and burn an article of clothing of hers. Is that
valid?
Does that
sounds freaking crazy? Sounds like jail time.
The Bronasons donated $100.
Jesus Christ!
The crazy chick is nuts. God, she is too ugly and has a cups. You do not get to burn stuff and slash tiles unless you 36DD. Know your place. Say Christ is Lord.
Well, he's right. He's not wrong. I mean.
Oh well, I don't know if you should admit to that.
No, not.
Lol. You can't make this crap up, guys.
Wait, he's not wrong about the 36 double D's part. You're only allowed to burn stuff if
indeed
you have large.
What he's saying is the girls that are pretty get away with more stuff, which is true. We know this.
Mammaries.
Intuitively, we know this.
Okay, like
that's so crazy.
Okay,
if that's
mine are triple.
You can bet.
So okay, like
record.
I just painted the scenario where it's
so
basically
then you're allowed to burn
the genders
stuff.
Are reversed.
I'm a bit of a pyro, so I was wondering if you gained satisfaction and if you let him know, because it just at the end of the day it just sounds like.
This girl just admit to doing the same crap? Lordy lord.
Yes, it is problematic behavior. I will not dismiss that. But it just sounds like two girls, one was hurt, one...
We gotta defend the girls no matter what, guys. We gotta defend the girls no matter what. Girls can do no wrong, guys, didn't you know?
Was like, hey, let's burn his shirt.
Yes.
And, okay, disaster. Let's do it. But for me, I would have, like, at least videoed it or something.
She
and
did.
I would have done it in a safe place.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just, like, kind of, like...
She's also just admitting to a crime now.
Express that. But, you know, like, at the end of the day, like, if you didn't have anything else going on, you didn't have anything better...
Did you know, guys, that girls actually get less jail sentences than guys? Like, even for the same crime? Demonstration right here. Two girls, two crazy girls in this group right here. Just admitted multiple crimes. You see any jail time on them?
To do it just sounds like typical college
no,
behavior.
That's exactly where
yes, it is problematic.
Ladies and gentlemen.
No,
yes, they
that's
are
not
red
typical,
flags.
That's not but typical
no,
college behavior.
Okay, what
no,
do
no, no.
I'm not going to say I'm a college kid or I went to college very briefly, but that just sounds like another crazy college story.
It is.
So
let's just
that's all I
justify.
Have to say
about that. I mean, that's
what
a
the girl
great way
does.
To just sort of
sum it up.
And this is why
let's just justify what the girl did, no matter what. Girls are always right, guys.
You shouldn't go to college.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, how come typical college here. Behavior isn't? I don't know. Learning higher education, but rather
it should
promiscuous
be.
Sex
it should be, but things
and,
like American Pie.
And burning people's clothes. Why is that standard college behavior, just out of curiosity?
It's a balance. It's a balance of education.
Oh, yeah, it's a balancing act. It's
what?
The prostitution to education ratio.
That
was hilarious!
Education and having fun with your friends.
Can I add something?
When she says having fun, she means bedroom fun.
Sure. And then we're going to move on from
this. Okay. I think going back, because you mentioned gender roles, right? The switch, if it was, you know, females' clothing being burned, I feel like they would call campus police, you know, and it'd be a legal thing. So I think it would be
indeed.
Escalated higher. Yeah. Not everybody.
Oh, yeah.
But I think that the
As
situation
I said,
would have been.
different.
Would have been jail time.
Stuff like I'm this happens you. All the time on my campus.
Hmm. Yeah. Bye.
So going to you, I think I was asking your single status.
You can't make this crap up.
Any prospects at all? Are you currently dating anybody?
Currently just started talking to somebody like this.
What
past
does that
week.
What does it mean to just
talking means bedroom fun.
Be talking to somebody. How did you meet?
Phone calls.
Phone calls.
Yeah.
The caps.
Did you match on Bumble?
Correct. Yeah, we matched on Bumble, and we've been just having phone conversation. It's very new. Like probably
we've been having bedroom fun.
3 days.
It's very new.
Have you you guys live in the same city?
Yep. We both live in Arizona.
How many phone calls have you had?
That's not maybe the like same four. City. It's the same
seems
state.
Seems a little excessive to me, but
We haven't gone on a date yet, but we have one planned when I come back to Arizona after this podcast.
Okay. All right. And so single for 5 years.
Disaster.
Was it just like string after string of
random dudes?
Yeah. Yep. I mean, if I'm being honest with you, I just noticed like a pattern. Like 3 to 6 months, I would have like kind of a fling, and then somehow I would get ghosted or it would
serial monogamist. That's classic. And you can tell by her eyes, she's multi-alpha widowed. By the way, can you tell that the girl looks older than her age? That's what that sort of behavior does to girls. You can't be doing that. You destroy yourself. Okay. We're going to end the video there. Hit the like, hit the sub, hit all the notifications, drop me a donation. Like Hunter M, Adrian L, Tom M, Bobby, Dylan, Renaissance Press, Brian, Andrew, and Alan. Shoutouts to you. Most recent purchaser of Strategist Guide to Seduction. Thank you. Go buy my books at bit.ly/Hedios Books. Want to see my videos ahead of time in batches of 3, 4? I usually make them in batches. Just go to my Patreon. I offer early access there. It's patreon.com/TheHedios Blog. And if you'd like coaching, I do offer coaching services. If you want me to help you out, just message me at thehediosblog@gmail.com and I'll sort you right in. Thank you so much for listening, guys. Especially if you listen to the end, I really do appreciate it. Take care of yourselves and I'll see you next time.